Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, there's a grape that comes from Spain that was not very well known, even 10 or 15 years ago. Today it's very popular, it's on nearly everybody's radar screen, and it's Albariño. And this is one of the nicest all-purpose white wines that I can think of. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Most of them come from the Rías Baixas area in Spain, which is that northwest piece that sort of dangles out over the top of Portugal, and that's going to be where probably the bulk of them come from. But there's also several that come from the region actually in Portugal just south of that, and there, instead of being Albariño with a B, it's Alvarinho with a V, but it's the same thing. And what you're going to find with these is that they're going to be crisp aromatic whites with a good acidity, flavors of citrus, apricot, peach, melon, parentheses, honey, with a minerality and almost a salty note. And they can sometimes show a lot of good floral aromas. I just think it's a really attractive white wine, especially for the summer months. So here's three that I tried that I thought actually were really quite good. So the first one that I tried was actually from Portugal. It's called Foral de Malgaço, and I'm sure I butchered that pronunciation, but it's the best I can do. This one is going to sell for approximately $20, and it's going to be, you know, just a lovely wine, bright notes of citrus and green apple and pear, very pale straw color. What you'll find, which is pretty typical, is it's got good crisp acidity, fresh and crisp all the way across the palate. It's all stainless steel fermentation, so it really does retain its brightness. It's a very attractive wine, so that's a good starter for there. Now, moving up a little bit is when I begin to go back into Spain in the Rías Baixas area. And this is a wine called Paloma de Plata. It's from the 2018 vintage, as was the one from Portugal. 13% ABV. This is actually a little less expensive at $19, but pale straw. There's a little more depth than the Foral de Malgaço, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's better. It's just a little more depth. Citrus, lemon, a little bit of almost a grapefruit nuance with notes of peaches and lychee fruit. Crisp, dry finish, notes of minerality. This is going to be a super seafood wine. Absolutely. And then the best of the bunch that I tried was from a producer called Gran Bazan. This one's going to sell for about $25. It's the 2018. This is their Etiqueta Verde, which, believe it or not, is their entry-level Albariño, because they actually do some that are wood-aged, which I'd love to try because I've never had a wood-aged Albariño. This is pale yellow. This has an intense aromatic of peach and citrus aromas with a very subtle floral note that carries straight through the wine. Very vibrant and racy on the palate, long, crisp finish. And then definitely, in addition to sort of a note of minerality, there's a little kind of a dash of salinity that shows up there, which means it would probably pair well with a lot of good fruits and vegetables as well as seafood. So just a couple of fun things to look at that come from the Albariño grape.
And none of them taste like Chardonnay.
No, they do not.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.